This is a depression for patients. Stanley Pelt. Stanleypelt. Stanley Pelt. Date of birth is 6/18/1972. Date of accident is 7/31/2024. And date of service is 8/21/2024. Chief complaints are, patient was involved in an automobile accident on 7/31/2024, leading to severe pain in the neck, mid back, upper back and lower back, and shooting pain to the both legs as the chief symptoms. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to the automobile accident that occurred on 7/31/2024. The patient history of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient was traveling in a Dodge Ram pickup truck as a restaurant driver around 6 a.m. on 7/31/2024 and was hit by a Ford Fusion car. He was stopped on the Southfield Freeway and the other car's brakes went out and was rear-ended. Approximate speed of the car, his car was zero, and the other car, he doesn't know. He was not wearing seatbelt at the time. No airbags deployed. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. The patient did not visit an emergency room, and he has history of not injuring his chest, abdomen, or pelvic to the steering wheel. No direct trauma to the face or head or neck. If there is any deficiency, I'll dictate it at the end of the dictation for this. History of presenting illness. Oh, sorry. The patient did not go to any emergency room. He's scheduled for an entire spine MRI next week by his chiropractor. History of presenting illness. Patient doesn't report any headaches. There are no symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear. Patient denies any loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation. Patient denies any confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or any incontinence by urine bowel, denies any nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, spots in the vision. There is no taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. There is some history of numbness and tingling of the both legs from the lower back. The pain is shooting down and numbness, tingling is shooting down. Some difficulty in walking is reported and moderate weakness in the legs. However, he denies any lightheadedness or fatigue, anxiety, depression, panic, or sleep disturbance, or sudden anesthesia. In addition, the patient is reporting the pain symptom affecting the neck, mid-back, and lower back. Neck pain is around 5, but no radiation to the upper extremities is reported, no numbness, tingling, or motor weakness. The pain in the middle back and upper back is 8 to 10, and so is the lower back. Lower back pain is moderately shooting down to both the buttocks and the leg up to the knee in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Off and on, they are almost 2 to 3 times per week, and right side is more worse than the left. These pains are continuous, and they are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heart burning, and aching. They vary from 8 to 10, and they are improved by sitting, bending, walking, and improved by nothing. The patient has had no X-rays, MRI, CT scan. He did not visit an emergency room. Regarding past treatment, patient has had 3 to 4 visits with a chiropractor, but he has not seen any physician or doctor or emergency room, and no physical therapist, no other treatments have been afforded. Kindly review the records for a system review, for surgical history. He had a rotator cuff surgery with Dr. Jeffrey Mickelson 10 years ago, allergy to penicillin. Family history, mother is deceased, father is deceased from cirrhosis liver, one of the siblings is deceased from cancer. Relationship status, patient is single, lives alone. Current employment status, patient is employed full-time. Disability, none. legal history. Patient has Ryan Vanstone as the attorney representing his case. Personal history. Patient drinks one or two drinks a week. Does not smoke. Does not use any recreational drugs. His mood is a fair 5, and he describes sleep problem and concentration problem, but denies any homicidal thought, suicidal thought, or anxiety, depression. Please review the records for the ADLs and the physical examination. The blood pressure is 120 over 69, pulse is 60, pulse ox is 100. Height is 6 feet and 2 inches. ...52-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition alert oriented. Alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortable, well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, does not appear to be an acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. The patient has good attitude and demeanor. Breathing hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk with a slight pain and antalgic gait, but he is not using any adaptive devices either. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological exam. Musculature examination, please mention that the quadratus lumborum muscle, both sides, trapezius muscle, both sides, is in spasm. And paravertebral muscle, L1 to L5, bilaterally is in spasm, but no trigger points are noticed. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, L1 to L5 bilaterally is present, along with quadratus lumborum and trapezius muscle spasm. Paravertebral hypertonicity is 0, tenderness 0. Range of motion of the cervical spine is, forward flexion is 45, extension 55, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was not painful. The manuals to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hoffman sign was negative. Sperling sign was positive. Lermit test was positive. The distraction test negative and Soto Hall test negative. In the thoracic spine, the Roos test, Lump test are negative. Lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees bilaterally. Cross leg raise, contralateral leg raise test is positive. And Breger test negative, Kemp test negative, Davinsky sign is negative. Sacroiliac joints, mild tenderness is noticed bilaterally for the sacroiliac joints. But standing flexion test, iliac compression tests are negative, distraction test is negative, Faber test, Gunsland test are negative, and Trendelberg sign is negative. Extremities examination, please use the template, are completely normal, no pathology. Diagnosis. In general, V89.2XFD, R531, CNS F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, S13.4, XXA, thoracic spine M54.09, 54.65, 1.24, S23.3, XXA, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA, M46.1 for SI joint, and M54.17. plan of care for Stanley Palliatis from the template treatment plan for Stanley Palliatis is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered to continue for the neck, mid-back, lower back, and the right sacroiliac joint especially, which is more tender than the left. Extraction, massage, echotherapy, medications are provided to the patient. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief. Xanax 0.5 mg twice a day for anxiety and panic relief. Zoloft is again given for 50 mg to have sleep and relaxation and anxiety relief. Lyrica 50 mg at night for relief with the pain and neuropathic pains. Pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatric, fitness club are all yes. Review of the MRI, other imaging records, none. Interventional pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker, none. Past medical records are ordered release. Investigations, patient is undergoing a MRI of the complete spine next week. Based on the reports, one will further determine what to do. And then DMEs, the patient is provided with the neck brace, back brace, tense unit to help with the healing. Education is yes. Disability, yes. Follow visit in 10 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.